Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. Here is Corey Hawley in this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 17, Number 10. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was PSN number 44, Healthy Aging. Health is much more than the absence of disease. Health is the presence of function, and this is the missing link that many people don't understand or measure in themselves as they age. Lifestyle plays an enormous role in how we age, but not chronologically speaking. The clock is always ticking, and we're all aging equally in time according to how we measure it on the calendar. Biological age, or bioage, or vital age, has much more to do with how we're aging and what effect life has had and is having on our body. Ideally, our bioage as adults should always be less than our chronological age. Healthy aging is the genuine desire to want to be well. Healthy aging is an attitude. It demands self-control to minimize self-induced damage. Healthy aging also demands health-related positive action that increases the force of negative entropy from within us. Healthy aging is all about outcome. The goal is to retain our ability to function and to use our body as it was designed by nature to do. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is PSN number 45, Hierarchy of Supplements Pyramid. The name of the game is performance. That's what it's all about. Whether you're on the field, at home behind closed doors, or in the office, your ability to perform is the bottom line. Perform well and you make the grade. Score the winning goal and you're a hero. But miss the shot one too many times, and you're history. Success in our world is measured by our ability to execute action. Why? Because great performance reflects mental, emotional, and physical competence. The good news is that anyone can improve their performance regardless of age or gender. All it takes is desire and a little organized planning. There are 12 basic variables which influence athletic performance. The first three are what many elite, professional, and world-class athletes rely on: genetics, youth, and illicit doping agents, specifically drugs and steroids. Then you've got pain tolerance, desire to win, coaching, training technique, experience, skill developed through practice, natural ability, and high-tech exercise equipment. And finally, there's nutrition. Optimum nutrition. Perhaps the single most important variable for long-term health, but one which is seldom put into practice by athletes and coaches. Optimum nutrition means eating the best of the right foods, whole natural food. Foods rich in micronutrients and selected according to your body and blood type, training objectives, health status, and biochemical individuality. Optimum nutrition also includes the correct use of reputable dietary supplements, a concept I call the intelligent choice. Now, I created the Hierarchy of Supplements Pyramid to serve as a guideline for taking dietary supplements. Once we've decided to cross that line, the next step is to decide on which ones we're going to take. Specifically, what supplements are you going to take? The form of each supplement, such as a capsule or powder, and finally the dosage and the timing of the ingestion of the supplement. I divided the Hierarchy of Supplements Pyramid into 9 levels or categories, starting from the bottom of the pyramid, which is the foundation and where we should all begin in terms of importance. The 9 categories are as follows. Number 1, primary essential micronutrients. Number 2, multiple source antioxidants. Number 3, whey protein isolate. Number 4, creatine monohydrate. Number 5, HMB. Number 6, L-glutamine. Number 7, D-ribose. Number 8, accessory nutrients. And finally, number 9, medicinal agents. Now let's go through each category in detail or in more detail, beginning with number 1, the primary essential micronutrients. The primary essential micronutrients include 8 amino acids, 2 fatty acids, 13 vitamins, and about 20 minerals. Essential means indispensable or absolutely necessary to life. These are the ones our bodies either can't make in sufficient quantities or can't make at all. To optimize performance, you need to obtain all of them with precision in the right balance. Without sufficient chromium, vitamin E, zinc, and essential omega-3 fatty acids, insulin efficiency is greatly reduced. That means creatine loses its punch and somatin C or IGF-1 production goes way down. If you lack manganese, the cartilage in your knees will scream when you squat with weights. And without adequate B12, B6, and folic acid, dietary protein can evolve into toxic levels of homocysteine, causing blood platelets to stick together and arteries to clog up. Do you see how this synergy picture is essential to understand? They all work together. You have to have balance, a connection, a great foundation. Don't assume you'll get everything you need from a balanced diet. You won't. Besides, define everything. Do you know exactly how much of what you need and how to obtain it? Have you ever analyzed the micronutrient density of your food or determined the blood plasma and intracellular levels of enzymes and vitamin cofactors in your own body? I'm not talking about minimum levels. I'm talking about optimum quantities of nutrients associated in research with life extension, disease prevention, and maximum performance. This is my advice. Start your program by taking a good quality, high-performance multivitamin and mineral in capsule form. Buy it from a health food store or online from a reputable source such as lifestylemarkets.com. Add some vitamin C, vitamin E, some hemp seed oil. Add this to your protein shake, like 2 to 4 tablespoons. From there, you can expand into a mixed carotenoid combined with retinol, which is preformed vitamin A. Add a B complex, keep the C and E, drop the multi and add a mineral only complex with a touch of added vitamin D, or combine with the mineral complex a separate non-rancid form of cod liver oil. So you might have cod liver oil or halibut liver oil, A and D, a B complex, vitamin C powder, got vitamin E caps, and then you've got a multi-mineral. That's what we do. Now you've got an excellent foundation. Moving on. Or up the pyramid. Number 2, multiple source antioxidants. Energy is essential to life and health. It comes with a price, however. The conversion of fats, proteins, and carbs into ATP, our body's atomic energy currency, produces byproducts called free radicals. So does breathing. And it gets worse when you train because working muscles demand plenty of oxygen. More oxygen inhaled through the lungs produces more oxygen radicals. Oxidizing free radicals exist in many forms and love to play dirty. They slowly disrupt our cell structure and cause damage to our DNA. That's like a shot below the belt. So in the same way that male athletes wear padding and a plastic cup for protection in sport, we can also protect our cells and genetic hardware by ingesting a broad range of antioxidants via natural food and dietary supplements. Remember, the two work hand in hand. Things like beta-carotene, lutein, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, vitamin C, E, selenium, magnesium, and zinc. But if you're a goalie in the NHL, you've got to take this up to the next level. You've got to crank it up a notch. You wear a special cup made of metal surrounded with extra padding. Who wouldn't? And so it is with anyone who wants extra protection against uncontrolled free radical attack, the kind and quantity you never see until you really challenge yourself in sport, exercise, and physical activity. For these and other free radical species, I include grapeseed extract, coenzyme Q10, glutathione, alpha-lipoic acid, and N-acetylcysteine, otherwise known as NAC, N-A-C. Moving up the pyramid, number 3. Whey protein isolate. Protein is the cornerstone of human structure, nutrition, and health. It supplies the amino acids we need to build, maintain, and repair the foundation of our body. Protein is not stored like fat or carbs and must be partitioned in sufficient quantities throughout the day to prevent fatigue, weakness, and depression. As a primary macronutrient, protein is also utilized for energy and influences our metabolism as a constituent of hormones, immune cells, enzymes, and brain neurotransmitters, protein directly affects how we look and feel. The best way proteins are isolates, meaning no less than 90% protein, derived from multiple extraction methods, including cross-flow membrane ultrafiltration, ion exchange, and microfiltration. A small percentage of pre-digested peptides called hydrolysates, formed by enzyme modification and hydrolysis, should also be present to enhance absorption and assimilation. No other protein exceeds the biological value, or BV, of whey protein isolate. This means your body can retain and utilize the nitrogen in WPI better than the nitrogen in eggs, meat, fish, and soy. Whey protein isolate also boosts immune function better than any other known protein. It enhances thymus function, raises glutathione levels, and supplies antioxidants, peptides, which scavenge free radicals. The next layer up the pyramid, number 4, creatine monohydrate. Creatine is a natural compound formed in everyone's body from 3 amino acids, glycine, arginine, and methionine. It is synthesized primarily in the liver and pancreas and is transported through the blood to skeletal muscle. Once delivered to its destination, creatine moves across the cell membrane with the help of insulin and several enzymes, where it then participates in a complex energy array. Creatine helps restore levels of muscle ATP in the absence of oxygen, providing fuel for repetitive exercise and activities which require immediate energy for maximum performance. Creatine monohydrate is a white crystalline powder. As the most popular and reliable oral supplement form of creatine in the world, it provides more free creatine per gram, which is 88%, than creatine citrate, which is 44%, creatine pyruvate, which is 60%, or creatine phosphate, which is 62%. Creatine monohydrate is recognized by the vast majority of health professionals, clinicians, elite athletes, and authorities as the most reliable and efficacious form of creatine and is supported with the most research. Don't be fooled by misleading absorption claims. Creatine monohydrate with carbs disassociates in the gut into free creatine and is rapidly absorbed through the intestinal wall. The time it takes to enter the blood and saturate muscle fibers isn't the issue with creatine. It's inefficient insulin metabolism that non-responders need to improve. And outside of safety, legitimate performance data specific to growth of muscle, vertical jump height, sprint speed, muscle strength, and muscle endurance is all that matters. Science conquers all. Moving up again to the next tier, number 5, L-glutamine. Glutamine is the most common free form amino acid in the body. It is highly concentrated in the bloodstream and forms a vast intracellular pool in muscle cells. Glutamine plays a key role in muscle metabolism and immune function. During stress, muscle tissue produces large quantities of glutamine to support wound healing and fight infection. Immune cells require glutamine for their replication and depend on healthy, functional muscle as their primary source. Without sufficient glutamine, the immune system loses its strength and vitality. Supplemental glutamine enhances muscle cell volume, which improves nitrogen retention and protein synthesis. As a derivative of protein, this conditionally essential amino acid functions as a building block for glucosamine synthesis, which plays an important role in tissue remodeling and cartilage regeneration. Glutamine is required for numerous performance-dependent reactions in the body, including those which affect brain metabolism, cognitive function, and neurotransmitter activity. Again, moving up to the next category, on the pyramid, number 6, HMB. HMB, or beta-hydroxy-beta-methylbutyrate, inhibits the breakdown of protein and reduces muscle damage associated with virtually any form of strenuous activity. When used in conjunction with phosphatidylserine and vitamin C, HMB can offset the muscle wasting and immune suppressing effects of cortisol, a steroid adrenal hormone. Cortisol levels can remain chronically elevated in the blood in response to emotional trauma, sleep deprivation, recreational drug abuse, stress, injury, and high volume strenuous exercise. HMB also contributes to the process of beta oxidation, otherwise known as fat burning. When compared to a placebo group in university studies, exercise participants not only lost more body fat, but gained more strength when their diet included 3 grams of this supplement. HMB is a metabolite of the branched-chain amino acid leucine and is a natural component of human breast milk. It strengthens the immune system by enhancing white blood cell production and may increase aerobic performance by enhancing peak oxygen consumption and extending lactate threshold. Every runner, triathlete, and endurance athlete should consider HMB. Number 7, D-ribose, moving up again. This constituent of ATP helps increase energy in the heart and skeletal muscles and can shorten your recuperation time after strenuous exercise, physical labor, or sport. It's also an excellent supplement for people with poor circulation and ischemic conditions that cause a decrease in blood flow and oxygen availability to the heart and skeletal muscles, such as coronary artery disease and peripheral vascular disease. Moving up to level number 8, accessory nutrients. These products are like icing on the cake to enhance beta oxidation. Experiment with ephedrine or its more mild chemical cousin, sinephrine. Try an electrolyte mix reinforced with vitamin C to compensate for heavy sweating and mineral loss. Use a standardized Panax ginseng as an adaptogen to support the adrenals. Tyrosine helps with pre-workout motivation, and both ginkgo biloba and phosphatidylserine can improve your cognitive function. Consider a probiotic-friendly bacteria supplement reinforced with fructooligosaccharides. Think of the benefits of plant sterols and sterolins for your immune system. Accessory nutrients aren't essential, meaning you can live without them, but they will definitely add more value to your supplement program and your quest for health. Follow the science and choose your accessory nutrients wisely. Don't get conned into tribulus, androstenedione, fat blockers, sports bars saturated with trans fats, or weight gainers loaded with fructose and empty carbohydrates. Choose these wisely. Go for the quality and reputation, time-tested supplements. That's what you look for. The ones that have the research, the ones that have the thumbs up of the people that you trust. And finally, number 9, medicinal agents. We're at the tip of the pyramid now. Use these products to treat injury, pain, or temporary health problems such as colds, flu, and infection. Homeopathic remedies, although controversial, are still considered by many to be wonderful and pose no threat to children. Consider glucosamine sulfate, MSM, SAMe, or salmon oil for its EPA for joint problems. Mix golden seal with echinacea, thymus extract, or garlic extract for colds. Try shark liver oil, lysine, and pine bark extract, otherwise known as pycnogenol, for herpes infection. Use botanical creams and lotions to soothe irritated skin. Okay, so that summarizes the 9 different layers or tiers of the hierarchy of supplement pyramid, which is reviewed in detail in Module 4. The best form of a supplement in theory is intravenous, followed by injection, then transdermal, spray mist, and sublingual. For most of us, however, powders and capsules will be the mainstay. Capsules are preferable over tablets as they don't contain any of the binders or fillers often present in hard compressed tablets. Except for our injectable B12 shots and special occasional remedies taken for an injury, infection, or an illness, Trace and I normally take our supplements with our protein shakes. We call this ritual shake and take. Our shakes contain many powder supplements, including spirulina, hemp seed oil, whey protein isolate, creatine, glutamine, ribose, and a great product from Purica called Recovery. Once our shake is whipped up and ready to enjoy, we load up on our vitamin, mineral, antioxidant, amino acid, fatty acid, and botanical capsules and use the shake to knock them back. I usually swallow 6 to 12 caps at a time and knock them back with a gulp of my ice-cold, creamy, delicious protein shake. For us, this method makes taking our supplements a real snap. Like movement, exercise, and working out itself, our shake is a big priority, which is why we never miss taking our supplements. For us, our shake and all the supplements we take go hand in hand, literally. Day in and day out, like the tide, or the rising and the setting of the sun, we never miss. Remember, a great diet reinforced with high-quality dietary supplements is better than a great diet alone, just like a grueling gym workout combined with daily walking is better than a grueling gym workout alone. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from American chemist, biochemist, peace activist, author, and educator, Dr. Linus Pauling. My most important recommendation is that you take vitamins every day in optimum amounts to supplement the vitamins that you receive in your food.